And 6:06, it is partly clear, 34 degrees in Tulsa this morning. We are expecting some rain by this evening at a high today of 57. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We are 8 days into this new year, and already Tulsa has recorded 7 homicides. 5 of those happened yesterday in 2 separate crimes. 4 women were shot and killed in a 61st and South Peoria area apartment around noontime yesterday. Our Catherine Roberts was on the scene.
A 4-year-old boy, unharmed, who was in the apartment where the women were shot, is in protective custody. The incident happened at the Fairmont Terrace Apartments. Police are searching for a suspect.
Detectives, patrol units, our gang unit, I mean, they're out chasing leads, speaking with people.
Officer Leland Ashley urges anyone with any information they think might be helpful to come forward. He says there's no solid clue yet as to what the motive for the murders may have been. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
Meanwhile, a man is shot and killed last night at an apartment complex near 41st in South Garnett. That man was shot several times in the back while climbing an outside staircase. He was taken to the hospital where he later died. Tulsa police received new handguns in the battle against crime. Tulsa Police Sergeant Brian Hill says the decision was between replacing parts or replacing the whole gun.
It just made more sense, was more fiscally responsible just to get a brand new gun with the warranty and then another 10-year service life than try to armor the rest of our guns up to factory spec. And so we decided to go new.
Sergeant Hill says the guns have the Tulsa Police name and badge imprinted on the weapon. Union High School receives canine sniffers in a project to increase security. The public school has been working on the idea since last summer. Director of Secondary Education Chuck Perry says the service would help make the school safer for both students and staff.
They sweep parking lots, restrooms, cafeterias, common areas, locker banks, and classrooms to determine if they detect anything. If they have a hit on something, it is a passive reaction. The dogs just sit down in an area.
Perry says the dogs do not sniff the students directly and will keep a distance from all students. On State Capitol Watch this morning, Lawton Republican Rep. T.W. Shannon is set to formally be elected as Oklahoma's first black Speaker of the House. Currently, the Speaker-elect Shannon is expected to be approved when the legislature meets today for its annual organizational day. A lawsuit against the Tulsa jail's health care provider alleges serious deficiencies in a handful of areas. Since he's named in the lawsuit, Sheriff Stanley Glantz cannot comment on specifics, but he does take issue with charges of major flaws in the health care system.
You know, I could go into detail about all the different accreditation processes and the reviews that we do at the jail all the time, and they've taken one and highlighted it for a lawsuit. But other than that, nothing.
In the past, one agency did find the jail out of compliance with initial health assessments, infirmary care, and suicide prevention. Officials say they now have policies in place to address those deficiencies. The cleanup is underway after a large fire in Owosso. 4 businesses were damaged in a fire that swept through a strip center at 76th Street North and Main Street in Owosso. Officials were concerned because one of the businesses was a swimming pool supply store that housed chlorine. Our weather forecast, a mixture of sun and clouds today, giving way to all clouds late in the day and a high of 57. Rain tonight, 44 for a low. Rain likely tomorrow and a high of 50. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly clear and 34. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.